Blog Talk Radio. You have tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. I am so excited that you have joined me on today. Today, truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We have another beautiful day filled with victorious living through the words of empowerment from biblical lessons and principle, and exploring the theological implication and contextualizing the relevancy for today's living. And so we just decided on today as what God is going to do in and through you. Yes, you, child of God. God has a blessing for you. Just reach out and receive it because it's yours. It has already been purchased and on your behalf. So we're excited on today. So once you grab your Bible, come right on in and make yourself right at home. Truly, we are looking at the word of the Lord and for another glorious blessing for God's people. On today, our lesson is going to be the light of the world. And we're going to look at several passages of scriptures on today regarding the light of the world. And that's, first of all, we're going to look at John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses number 5, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 6, and Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 15. Again, we welcome you, and we just want to say, God, we thank you for this opportunity to come live with your people on today and feeding them fresh manna from on high, that it will strengthen and fortify, encourage and enlighten, undergird and bring maturity unto your people. Father, we thank you. Let our tongue always be as a pen of a ready writer, speaking and speaking forth your heart unto your people, that they may receive biblical principles that they can have and live victoriously in this life, contextualizing the word of God, and so that it will be relevant for them for today's living. And Father, we thank you for total victory in and through their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let us take a look here. John 1, verses 7 through 9. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the light, true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 1 Thessalonians, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 states, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Philippians 2, verse number 15 states, that ye might be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. We want to look at our focus verse, which is going to be Matthew's chapter number 5, verse 14, and it reads on this line, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Our thought would be light is effective only when it shines. The church is God's light shining in the world. And so I come to you to encourage you, let it shine, let it shine. I remember the song that we used to sing as little children, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And that is so relevant for our lesson on today. And for the church, we must shine forth, even in the midst of this world. And so let's take a look here over at Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1 through 5. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness, and God called the light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Before God's voice sliced through the darkness of a shapeless and empty universe, nothing of beauty or value or order existed. God's creation of light brought life and beauty to this earth. The scripture revealed that darkness was upon the face of the waters. Darkness is not a substance, force, or energy. It is merely the absence of light. Darkness has no ability to reflect, transmit, or radiate light. When light comes, darkness have no choice but to leave. John 8 and 12 states, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. While in darkness, our lives without God were without form and void. However, when Jesus came into our lives, he brought order and the beauty by bringing light into our lives. In this lesson, we will investigate God speaking light into existence at creation and how he can bring spiritual light to each of our lives individually. Now, let's take a look here and look at what light serves as. There's naturally, it has a purpose, and spiritually, it has purpose. And so let's take a look at both of these contrasts here. All physical life depends on light. Without it, this earth will be nothing but a cold planet void of all life because of the absence of the sun energy that heats the earth. Mankind can live only within a narrow range of temperature, either too hot nor too cold. God placed the earth at just the right distance from the sun so that it would receive the light and right amount of radiant energy in the form of infrared. He also placed us in this thin envelope of atmosphere that serves as a blanket, allowing just the right amount of the sun radiation to reach the earth, yet allowing the excess to escape into the space. Without light, we will have no nourishment, for all the food we eat comes from planets or from animals that eat plants, and these plants require sunlight to produce food. Moreover, reflect light from objects allow the brain to interpret signals that gives us the ability to view things in perspective. Light also provides us with the ability to view things in color and capture the beauty of the rainbow and an awesome sunset. However, as we examine physical light more in depth, we find that it could have spiritual meaning for us as well. And let us take a look at that on today. Now let's look at it naturally. It said, light is part of the great plan for life, so complex yet so simple. Scientists know how light behaves, yet they do not fully understand why. All of the creation is interplayed between matter and energy, and light seems to consist of particles that behave as waves. When light interacts with matter, energy is interchanged in the form of a proton. The length of the waves determines the way in which it manifests to mankind, God's greatest creation. All physical light originates in the sun, and when which is the burning star that God placed at the center of our solar system to rule the day. God placed the Earth in orbit, revolving around the sun at just the right distance for life to exist. Nuclear fusion generates the sun's energy with hydrogen exchanges to helium. This energy travels through space, becoming effective only when it hits an object that absorbs its radiant energy. What we know as light is the visible portion of this electromagnetic spectrum of energy. Visible light is white, which is simply the combination of all visible color. In a broader, broader sense, the sun's energy also includes infrared, ultraviolet, gamma rays, X-rays, and even radio wave lengths, none of which are visible to our eyes, yet they play a vital role in our lives. Number one, light is the source of food. Without light, food or nourishment would not exist. Green plants make food by a process biologists call photosynthesis, the biological conversion of light energy into chemical energy. Green plants have within their leaves a green pigment called chlorophyll, which allows them to capture the energy in light. Leaves combine carbon dioxide and water into a sugar molecule that gives off oxygen as a plant, as a waste product. Human beings need oxygen in order to live. We in turn exhale carbon dioxide, which the plant used to begin the cycle again. Number two, light is the source of sight. Light is the source of all physical sight. The eyes receive reflected light focused on the light-sensitive cells of the retina. The optic nerves carry this information to the brain, which interprets it. The removal of light stops sight because the eyes can no longer receive reflected light. Now, in 2 Kings, we read the story of the king of Syria desiring to capture Elijah from revealing to Israel the king's plan. As he sent the whole army to take this one man, Elijah prayed that God would smite them with blindness, unable to see. They were helpless, and they followed Elijah right to Samaria, where Israel would have been eliminated them. Rather than destroying this helpless army, Elijah prayed that God would restore their sight, and then they sent them home. Sight shows us danger and gives us confidence, while blindness leaves us confused and helpless. One summer, two friends decided after work to hike up the side of the Mount Hood. They started late, but they were confident that they knew their way. About halfway up the trail, the natural light of the sun began to fade. They took out their flashlight, and everything was all right once again. However, the flashlight battery grew weak and began to fail, and their light soon went out. With no moonlight, they could almost feel the darkness. They shuffled down the path trying to feel the indentations of the trail, and every forest sound was manifested. Finally, they stopped and built a fire, which again brought them warmth and light. They were now able to camp for the night and wait for the day to show them the way. Now let's take a look at another aspect of light. Light is the source of beauty. Light reveals colors and beauty. All the colors of the rainbows combine to make visible light. If we begin with the longest wavelength and move down to the shortest, the order would be red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. As the atmosphere filters out most of the shortest wavelengths, blue and violet is dispersed and provide us with the blue sky. This blue from the sky reflects in the water of the earth surface and causes the ocean and the lakes to appear blue as well. When the sun is on horizon, our horizon, however, the light passes through most of our atmosphere, thus filtering out the blue. This is what gives us red, orange, yellow sunset. Ironically, when pollution is the greatest, the sunset is the most beautiful. We see the rose as red when the flowers absorb all the other wavelengths and reflects the red. We see the green leaves as green when the leaves only reflect greens to our eyes. The leaves turn many colors even in autumn, as the pigment in the leaves absorb different light rays. Spiritually, we should be concerned with the colors we reflect to this world. As the light of God shines upon us, we should reflect his character and holiness. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, let's look here. Another aspect about light. Light is the source of warmth. Light is the source of all our natural fuel, for it was light energy that plants capture and store over many years. Coal, natural gas, and oil and all their wave source have their source from plants that once lived while using sunlight and then die. Another aspect, light is the source of rain. The sun's energy is the source that waters the earth. Radiant energy evaporates the water from the lakes and seas, thus forming the cloud. The same energy unevenly heats the earth, which causes the wind that carries the clouds over the land. The wind forces the cloud upward and cools them, causing them to release their moisture as rain. Finally, the natural aspect about light. Light is a cleansing force. Radiant energy is cleansing force. Gamma rays destroys germs, and ultraviolet rays cleanse from bacteria. Now let's take a look here at how it is applied to us spiritually. Spiritually, the first five chapters of Isaiah reveals a dismal picture of the condition of Israel. It was a dark time when suddenly Isaiah's vision of God was high and lifted up, changed the whole picture for Israel from darkness into a picture of hope. Isaiah 9:2 and Isaiah verse number 6 and 7, and I will read that in your hearing. The people that walked in darkness had seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now let's take a look at this. For unto us a child is born, Isaiah 9:6. For a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupted, Isaiah 1:4. Upon this dark, sinful world, the light of God has shined. Our world was immersed in great spiritual darkness, but the light of God gave us miraculous hope for help. Indeed, it was because of this great need for the true light in the world that God appeared on earth as he manifested himself in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, John 8 and 12 states, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In the tabernacle, many heavy curtains shut out all daylight. The only source of light was the seven-branch candlestick made of gold, pure gold, a type of Jesus Christ, our light. Indeed, Jesus is the source of all life and light, both physical and spiritual. John 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was made was the light of men. In Jesus, there is life, true living, for he is the light from which all lives come. Heaven will be a place of light and beauty, but there will be no need for the sun as we know it, for Jesus, the sun, will be the light. See Revelation 21 and verse 23. 22 and verse number 5. Now, let's take a look at some of the attributes of light. Light is incomparable with darkness. John 1 and 5 states, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." In the first chapter of John's gospel, the writer used the word darkness and light as metaphor to represent the moral condition of mankind. The physical or the natural world is not comparable with the spiritual world. Jesus came and shined the true light into the moral darkness of this world, and the darkness could not overpower or exhaust or extinguish him. While training military personnel, drill instructors warned soldiers never to light a match at night while on the front line of the battle. Someone in an airplane over a mile high in altitude will be able to see the tiny light from a match. That tiny light literally slices through miles of darkness of night. Indeed, light and darkness can never live together. Light has a battle to fight, but darkness can never overpower it. A person could never turn darkness off, for darkness is the absence of energy. But light have energy and dispels the darkness. If a person explored the depths of a cave, he noticed that the narrowing tunnel become cold and oppressive the deeper he goes. Only bacteria and fungus grows there, existing on things that once lived and now dead. When he has gone as far as they can go and sit down and turn out all the light, he experienced a feeling similar to that of a man who was present without his marriage garment. Jesus said that he was cast into utter darkness, that there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 22 and 13. The darkness seemingly overwhelms the person, and they can actively feel its heaviness as he's losing all sense of direction. When a person who experienced the dark loneliness of a cave strikes a light, he reveals that even such a small light can bring direction, warmth, and hope. Likewise, spiritual darkness is the absence of God in the life, and its result is in confusion and guilt, a life void of energy and hope. However, the presence of the Lord in a life restores direction, energy, and renewed energy as well as hope. While pondering the world situation, it would be easy for one to concentrate on the gloom, the thought of persistent war in the Middle East, Africa, Eastern Europe, could cause us to forget that there is a solution. When Jesus returned, the inhumane treatment of one nation to another, the hideous crimes and the debilitating abuse will no longer exist. The true light will then shine, causing the darkness and all of his evil to flee. See John 12 and 45, verse 46. God's light in our hearts give us insight into the spiritual world. In part of the story of Elijah, the servant saw the Syrian army, the horses and the chariots of the enemy, but he was blind spiritually. Elijah prayed that God would open his eyes so that he could see into the spiritual world. Then when he looked again, hope filled his heart as he saw the hills full of God's horses and the chariots of fire. Indeed, we should pray that God will open our eyes to see the power of the Lord present to help us fight any spiritual battle we might face. Now, let's take a look at another aspect here. Diffused light must be absorbed and reflected. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 6 states, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the gods of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, for we preach not of ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Verses 3 through verse number 6. Only diffused and released light is useful. Jesus declared how ridiculous it would be to light a candle and put it under a bushel basket. To hide light would keep it from its purpose of dispelling the darkness. If our world ever needed the true light, now is the time. We could stand back and curse the darkness, but how much better it would be to simply light a candle and let it perform its purpose. People who in our dark world are desperately searching and groping about trying to find their way, while we have the light of Jesus Christ. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 5 and verse number 16. Child of God, let your light shine. Let it shine before men, and that God will be able that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. No one can see an object in dark unless that object absorbs energy from another source. Then it turns into light rays and then reflects it. The moon has no energy of itself, but it can reflect light to us in the middle of the night. Likewise, we should absorb the light of Jesus Christ and then reflect it to those around us. Our purpose is to lift up God's light and place it where all can see. And so God is wanting us to position ourselves and allow our light to so shine before men that they may see our good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So let your light shine, child of God. Scripture revealed that the God of this world has blinded many. They have received the diffused light rays, But many are light because lost because their carnal eyes cannot receive the signal and their minds cannot interpret them. See 2 Corinthians 4:4. We should pray not only that we spread the light of the gospel, but also that the spiritual eyes of our lost can comprehend and understand this marvelous light. Now, let's look here at another point. God, the source of light, Psalms 36:9. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. For we with thee is the fountain of life. In light shall we see. In thy light shall we see light. That's Psalm 36:9. God is the only source of light. We can only experience him as God revealed him in flesh, Jesus Christ. As the sun is the only source of light in our solar system, so is Jesus the true source of spiritual energy. His light reveals all the evil and sin in our lives, but his blood washes it away as it fills the void with true light and joy and hope. John 1:9 states, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, and that is Jesus is the light. The following statement regarding Jesus revealed the benefit of having the true light in our lives. His presence provides us with everything that we need. Number one, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Jesus is the bread of life. He is the source of all spiritual nourishment. See John 6:32. Jesus is the source of our sight. Through him, we can see the way and avoid danger and life pitfalls. With him, with his light, he opens our eyes to the truth. See Acts 26:18. 1 Peter 2:9. Again, Jesus is our source of beauty. Before he became into our life, we was void of his presence. He brought color and beauty into our lives. Isaiah 61:3. Jesus provides warmth in a cold world. Jesus is the light, water of life. And to drink of him brings everlasting satisfaction. John 4:13-14. Jesus reveals and provides sin, reproves sin and evil. I'll repeat that again. Jesus reveals and reproves sin and evil. See John 3:19-21, Ephesians 5:13-14. The church reflects his light, Philippians 2:15, that we might be blameless and harmless, the Son of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. Just as the moon and the planet have no light in themselves and reflects the light of the sun, so does the church reflect the light and the glory of God. God wants us close to him. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1:5-7. One of the greatest benefits of being a child of God is that we have fellowship with the Almighty, the God of all life. Although we do not comprehend why God desires a relationship with mankind, we are grateful for that interaction he initiated and will still desire a close and an intimate relationship with us. Another benefit of this fellowship with him is the close fellowship we enjoy with each other and the other people of God. Now, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. God wants us to reflect his light. The closer we walk to him, the more his light and his characteristics we reflect to people in darkness. This walk not only purifies us as individuals, but it continually cleanses us, our hearts and minds as well. Truly, we cannot walk in the darkness of this world and still positively influence others towards God. Matthew 5, verses 14 and 16 say, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, we must recognize, children of God, that over in 1 Peter 2 and verse number 9 state, but ye are chosen generation and a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Now we must recognize that God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we as people of God are very privileged to have that light. And without God, our lives are without void and form. And spiritual darkness fills us. Without him, we are lost and undone. However, Jesus called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, a fabulous, astonishing, and spectacular light. This light provides us with direction, energy, and hope, and it guides us to the eternal home that he has prepared for those who love him. The scripture revealed his purpose for bringing us into his light, that we would display the praises of the one who has called us. While in his light, we reflect his light, shining forth as trophies of his grace, examples of his strength, and power in a dark world. What a profound thing that you are the light, and you should let your light shine as never before, that God can be ever glorified, even in this earth, because you share allowing and dare to allow God to shine forth through you. And here, as God has given us his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the light, the bread of life, the source of all spiritual nourishment, who is the source of our sight. Through him, we can see ways and avoid danger and life pitfall. With his light, he opened our eyes to truth. Jesus is our source of beauty because he comes into our lives where we void of his presence. He brought color and beauty into our lives. Jesus provides warmth in a cold world. Jesus is the water of life. To drink of him brings everlasting satisfaction. And finally, Jesus, he's one that reveals and reproves the sin. And so we as children of the Lord, of God, we are that light of the world. And as we show, let our light so shine as never before, and that we will be that light, be that beacon, be that candle, a candle that is set on a hill, that someone can look up and see you and live and say that it is God still yet live because you allowing your light to shine before men. I come to you, I know this is concluding out this particular lesson about the light of the world. I tell you, it is such a profound thing to have a greater understanding about that light and what God wants to do in and through your life, child of God, and allowing your light just to shine. Just take a moment and say, God, just shine forth through me. I release that light to shine. And remember, light must be released. Remember what we talked about. It must be released in order for it to penetrate. It must be given the opportunity to go forth. And so it is in our life. We must allow it to be released so it could be useful. And if we don't release that light that is within our life, then it won't profit the people who sit in darkness. So on today, I pray. And in my closing, I'm going to pray a special prayer for you, all of my listeners, that God will be able to be released in your life, and you will allow this light to be released in order for it to be useful, because God wants to use your life in a profound way. But that candle that need to be allowed to shine need to be released and to be lit so it can be useful in this world, because you are the light of this world. And it's key for us as children of God to know how to apply this to our lives, even today. Remember that light and darkness can never live together. Light has to battle to fight, but darkness can never overpower it. A person can never turn darkness off, but for darkness is the absence of energy. But light has energy and dispels darkness. That's why I want to pray the release, that you release the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, which abides in you through the Holy Ghost, to be released so it can dispel darkness. And so around you, and that people that are around you can begin to come into the truth of the Word of God, and that they can understand and see. And what God wants us to do is to allow our light to shine. People in our dark world are desperately searching and groping, trying to find their way, while we have the light of Jesus Christ. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so here it is, children of God. We must release it. The light. No one can see an object in darkness unless that object absorbs energy from another source and turns it into light rays and then reflect it. And so when you are letting your light shine and things, guess what? The person next to you is going to absorb that, and they're going to want to turn to the source of the light because you are allowing your light to shine. Amen. And things. And so here, God is going to bless us in a mighty and a special way. Father, as we come to our conclusion here, Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you, oh God, would just move by your power divine and stretch forth your hand as we release this light, Lord, and release, oh God, you in our life, that our light will shine everywhere we go, that men will see our light and see our good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh, Lord, our God, we ask right now that you will move upon we, your people, Father, in a mighty and a special way, oh God. Lord, that we will be the light that you are calling us out to be. Lord, let our light shine among our family members. Lord, let our light shine among those that are lost and don't understand and can't see you, oh God. And Father, we'll praise your name, oh Most High. Lord, let this light shine upon the darkness of this world, oh God. Those that sit in sin, Lord, those that sit in darkness and void of your understanding and void of your mercy and void of what you truly did through your your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, let this light come and penetrate their hearts while they sleep upon their bed and while they sleep upon their at nighttime, oh God. Break down every wall, break down every barrier that will hinder the light from being shined. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we thank you because, Father, we will allow our light to shine everywhere we go, Lord. And even when the darkness seems overwhelming and tried to overpower, we'll recognize, just like you said, the profound effect of a little match is able to be seen from miles away. And Father, as our light so shine, let it penetrate from miles and miles and miles away, oh God, that someone would turn and give their life to you, oh God. And Father, we thank you. And Father, we give you glory and we give you honor because you are the righteous Savior. You are the Holy One of Israel. And Father, we thank you, oh God, and we give you the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on and just shout hallelujah. Truly, we've been talking again on today about the light of the world, and we'll just go over some more of the highlights because I see some have gathered. We was closing, but we want to just to go back over just some of the highlights that we talked about today. We spoke from 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Philippians 2 verse 15 say that ye may be blameless, harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. Then John 1, verse 7 through 9 states, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. Matthew 5 and verse 14 state, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. And so as we talked about, we focus in on the natural use of light, and we talked about light was is the source of food in the natural realm. Light is the source of sight. Light is the source of beauty. Light is the source of warmth. Light is the source of rain. Light is the source of cleansing force. And so we looked at that, and we began to talk about the natural realm, about light, and there's a very deep thing about beauty. And I want to just to share with those that are joining us now because I thought it was just so profound and things in your hearing. Let's look at it as a source of beauty for just a moment, light. And just to know that as your light reflects the Lord Jesus Christ, is sending off rays of beauty, of the beauty of the Lord. But let's look at the natural aspect. I think this is something for us to take a look at again. Light reveals color and beauty. All the colors of the rainbow combine to make visible light. If we begin with the longest wavelength and move down to the shortest, the order would be red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. As the atmosphere filters out most of the shortest wavelength, now listen to this. I don't want you to miss this. Blue and violet is dispersed and provides us with blue skies. Aha. This blue from the sky reflects in the water of the earth's surface and causes the ocean and lakes to appear blue as well. When the sun is on our horizon, however, the light must pass through more of our atmosphere thus filtering out the blue. That is what gives us a red, orange, and yellow sunset. Ironically, when pollution is at its greatest, the sunset is the most beautiful. When we see the rose or red, when the flowers absorb all other wavelengths and reflect the red, we see the green leaves as green when the leaves only reflect green to our eyes. The leaves turn many colors as the pigment in the leaves absorb different light rays. And so here, as you see the changing of the colors, it's only because the leaves are only able to absorb that amount of light rays into its leaves. And so it is spiritually. We should be concerned with the colors we are reflecting to the world. And so we must sometimes examine what type of reflection is our life reflecting to the world. Are we reflecting the holiness of God? Are our lives reflecting his long suffering and his greatness, his integrity and his righteousness? Is our life reflecting these types of attributes of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And that's what he wants us to do, is to reflect and allow our lives to reflect the beauty of the Lord. Because truly the beauty of the Lord is so awesome. And God wants our lives to reflect that, his beauty among his people, among those that are lost, among those that don't know their way, among those that are trying and striving to live holy and righteous, or just coming and giving their life to the Lord. Our life should be reflecting that of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the beauty of the Lord. Now, spiritually, we talked about that the first five chapter Isaiah reveal the condition of Israel. And then it not only did it do that, but it also talked about our Lord. And let's take a look at that. It said, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shine. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, the peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so here we find that for unto us the child is born, Isaiah 9 and 6. For a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity and the seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, Isaiah 1 and 4. Upon this dark, sinful world, the light of God has shined. Our world was immersed with great spiritual darkness, but the light of God gave us marvelous hope for help. And indeed, it was because of this great need for true light in the world that God appeared on earth, as he manifested himself in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And John 8 and 12 state, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that walketh with me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So it is, child of God, as we are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that men may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let the attributes and let the glories of the Lord arise upon you, because the light has come, and that you can be a light and a beacon in this lost and dying world. I pray that you have been blessed on today. We're going to go ahead and end on today. We pray that you have been blessed and that you will forever be the men and the women of God that God is calling you out to be. Your neighborhood needs you. Your community needs you. Your home needs you. The marketplace needs you to let your light so shine that it won't be a false light, but it will be a true light, that even in the midst of our circumstances and situation, that we can still yet be the light of this world, that God still yet sit high and look low, and he can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. And so, child of God, in my closing, I say unto you that if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. And if you have been discouraged, Paul said he was going to encourage himself in the Lord and think himself happy. Sometimes you just need to think yourself happy and think about the goodness of the Lord and keep your mind on those things that are true and lovely and those things that have virtue. And so you as children of God, we just need to ask God and go back to God, and God will do it on your behalf, because guess what? God got it, and you need to go back to God. And God will work it out on your behalf. And if you've thrown in the towel, go back and get it again and watch God bless you, because you'll go back down on your knees or look up to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. And he will bless you, child of God, as never before. Don't you dare give up, and don't you dare give in. Help is on his way. God will do it on your behalf. And so in my closing, I say, may God bless you on today. Until we meet again another time, I pray that this has been a blessing unto you. And if you have not had a chance to listen to it in its entirety, go back and listen again. It will be a blessing unto you. And as always, you can always visit our website at www.ShekinahGloryTabernacle.com. Leave us a message. Let us know if this has been a blessing unto you. Until we meet again, may God bless you, is my prayer. Bye-bye.